wherever you are, and then if you're on the top, you totally set the tone. But you, but if you're partway, and then you set the tone for those who are below, but you keep your eye on those above, and challenge them, and hold them accountable in a nice enough way so they don't get too offended at it. But, you know, I had it where everybody fought against me, and then and when I gave and then found it was true, I said, why did I give? And so that just emboldened me later on, so I then would have had more study done to prove my point. If you're wrong, you're wrong, but it changed with it. The point, integrity and principles are so important to be constantly honed and then shared with somebody else, especially those two kids of yours.
Mm-hmm. One thing I've had a challenge with in terms of leadership is if there's a lot of fear and anxiety in organization, about finances or something, sometimes it's really hard for me not to get sucked into setting that tone myself and living in that fearful tone and not living in the Spirit of Christ.
Yeah.
And even if I felt more convicted as I lately that I need to be more disciplined about setting aside at least a half an hour in morning for prayer.
Mm-hmm.
But oftentimes, even if I, in that time, can feel really grounded in God, I go back half an hour later in the midst of other pressure, then I'm just back into a more fearful, hectic way of working.